ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get her.
Welcome to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Welcome, welcome, welcome. In case this is your first time, I'll go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing,
man? Good on you, man.
Ah, great, man, great, man. Awesome. So we have some interesting topics today. So today we're going to talk about a bit about rugby, and we're going to talk about what's happening in the boxing industry and the UFC industry. So what we're going to talk about is what's happening in the Springbok industry. So for me, there have been wins and there's been losses there, but there's some upcoming interesting matches that we can predict that okay, this is a win or this is a loss. We will tell you the teams after that. Yeah. So it's gonna be interesting. And what I've been hearing is that Sir Kulisi hasn't responded to games very, very well. Because there was a time that the team lost and they haven't responded very, very well he hasn't responded very, very well as a captain. So yeah, so I'll tell you what was the results there. And we're gonna speak about what's happening in the obviously in the UFC with regards to the champions. Obviously we discussed the topic last week, but we're gonna discuss as to okay, what I saw is that Israel Adesanya is also sponsored by Puma. I don't know if you know that. He is sponsored by Puma, by the way. It's the same brand as Neymar. So he's officially sponsored by Puma. So congratulations. Yeah. So congratulations to Adesanya. So I wouldn't say he's not training. He is training, but obviously since he has no matches. And another guy that we got to focus on is Amanda Nunes.
Guy.
No, girl. Not a guy. It's a girl. So we're gonna speak about Amanda Nunes, because Amanda Nunes, I'm not saying it's a negative report, but I've never seen her like train, like take matches seriously. But obviously she has beaten almost everyone in the UFC. She has no challenge anymore. You get what I'm saying?
She's looking after the baby at the moment.
She's probably looking after the baby, but at the same time, there's going to be someone that's going to take those titles. Obviously, she's dominating the women's division, so I respect that. But obviously, there's going to be women better than her.
Think we should choose, like, from Russia or something.
Really? Russia? Stronger.
Where's Khabib from?
Oh, Khabib is from Russia, yes.
You know what I'm saying? He's strong, that's why.
Yeah, so we...
I don't know, there's something about Russians, so let's fix it.
So we are going to mention the Russian UFC guys that are there. So that's the topic we're going to talk about. So please stay tuned as we're going to talk about rugby and the UFC. Radio has never been better.
Appetite, tell me, what to you is molecular gastronomy?
Molecular gastronomy is
the fact that you're reading it is a problem.
I am definitely not reading it. So molecular gastronomy has to do with molecules. Yes. And gastronomy is a study.
Yes, because of the anatomy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So molecules and the study of gas. Yes. Put the words together and that's what it is.
FM radio has never been better.
Yeah. Welcome back to Disappointed Zoe Radio. It's never been better. So with regards to the Springboks, there was a meme that, not a meme, but there was a like a report that Cyril Kulise haven't responded to, like, there was this one game that he haven't responded, like when they lost, he didn't respond very, very well. He didn't want to talk to anyone. Next thing, he was doing like soccer players. You know, when they lose, they just walk out the field. They just push everyone. That was exactly what's happening with Cyril Kulise. Oh. Like, it was like the report of the week. I forgot to mention that. Like, I was supposed to mention like this two weeks ago, but it happened. He didn't respond to the loss. Like, he usually responds to the losses with you. To say that, okay, congratulations. He literally just walked out of the field. So, so a lot of people were questioning that, you know. So, it was just a once-off thing. You get what I'm saying? It was just a once-off thing. So, so look, I wouldn't say big ups to Cyril Kulise, but I think it was just not his day. You get what I'm saying? It was just not his day. But there are some matches that are coming up. First one is against Scotland. Actually, the first one,
Wales.
It's against Wales. Second one is against Scotland, and the third one is against England. But for me, a walk in the park for me, it's England, because we had a walk in the park with them in the finals. Remember that?
Yeah.
We had a walk with them. Yeah. Yeah. Because, but the team we worried about is Scotland.
Yeah. Not really.
What do you mean not really? Because
not really.
But listen, Scotland has showed us fire, guys. Let's be honest.
Wait.
No,
we've beaten Scotland. It's just not that high.
No, let's talk about Wales now.
Wales is
Scotland is not much of a...
Yeah.
It's not much of a challenge. It's Wales that we're mentioning. So Wales, like, it's a walk in the park. It's not a walk in the park, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase it. It's not a walk in the park.
Even the last match, I think we won. It was the last time we played them was in the
test
World Cup. No, we haven't played them yet. The test.
Yes.
Last match was the World Cup.
Okay. Yeah. So we got to play a test.
Yeah,
match
we beat them by 5 points, but it was like a South Africa New Zealand match. You know what I'm saying? But this time South Africa was New Zealand.
Yeah. So but look, big ups to Wales. We did mention a long time ago that if South Africa doesn't take it, I'll definitely. I think you gave it to Wales, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I gave it to New Zealand. But look, Wales is a good team. Because I don't know if you know that the Irish is, I think it's a Scottish Irish team, that have Scotland,
British Irish.
Thank you. So it has like the teams like Scotland. I mean,
is it Wales?
I think some Wales players are there in the British Irish. But I think you said that if they had to go into a World Cup, it would be like cheating.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
They definitely.
It'll be like cheating. Yeah. I remember.
If they do that, then which means we also allowed to take countries in Africa.
Because I don't know if you know that, but did you know that we took people from other countries and add them to our team. There was one that was from, I think it was from Scotland. If I'm not mistaken, but. We had like two or three players that were from overseas.
Look,
that were into the World
there's
Cup.
Also rumors that we have players that are not South African. I don't know if that's true.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
I don't know. Majority. Coloureds, blacks.
Yeah, but
white. So I haven't picked up anyone who's.
Yeah. So yeah. There's
another issue that that's being raised also.
Okay.
The fact that.
Yeah.
If you, as a, let's say for instance, you are a Nigerian,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But then you end up growing up, you are Nigerian, you get born in Australia, and you grow up in Australia.
Yeah.
So that's the debate that's going now. Does that make you Australian, you know? Because you grow up there. For me, it's a thing of, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You weren't born in your country. You're born here.
So. You're born in Australia, so that makes you a citizen of Australia.
You are still that, but you were born in this city. I don't know.
It's like similar to Adesanya. He's Nigerian, but he was born in.
Yeah.
It's not New Zealand. I think it's New Zealand.
It's New Zealand.
New Zealand, not Australia. New Zealand. He was born in New Zealand.
And he supports the All Blacks.
Yes, exactly.
How do you, well, I guess they don't have a rugby team, Nigeria.
Ah, wow. Yes, they don't even have a rugby team. So I think the only...
In fact, that's a problem, don't you think?
How is Nigerians it a problem?
Nigerians are strong, man.
So do you... Okay, do you think they should have not just a soccer team, but a rugby team for Nigeria?
Definitely.
But
Congo also has a rugby team, even though they bad, but they still do have a rugby team. No, for real.
Are you for real?
Zimbabwe also has a rugby team.
Okay, the Zimbabwe,
a rugby
I know.
Team, yeah.
But you see with Zimbabwe, they... It's not... I'm not teasing them. They say all of them are skinny, but they can run fast. But many, not some people.
Wait, Zimbabweans not just skinny, as in strong.
Yeah, they.
I don't
strong.
Think they have to be buff.
Yeah, they
necessarily.
Just,
they're not buff, but.
Yeah, maybe they, internally.
Body wise, they're strong to take hits.
They're strong to take hits, and obviously, they're strong to take hits. Yes, but obviously to tackle and all that stuff, many people have been doubting them. You get what I'm saying? So back to the games that are happening. England, it's going to be a walk in the park, and I hope they don't disrespect the haka again. Hey, because remember what happened.
Yeah, look, they still won after.
They still won, yes, but they got fined for that. So I hope they don't disrespect what we do.
Yeah.
Things like that. So anyway, back to obviously let's talk about what's happening in the UFC. So I have a problem. Amanda Nunes, that's my problem.
Yeah.
I don't see...
The GOAT, you mean the
yes,
GOAT?
Yes, the GOAT.
Yeah.
The GOAT of the women division
yeah.
in the UFC. The Ultimate Fighting Championship. I mean, I follow her on social media, Instagram specifically. I don't see much training, but you know who I see much training from? Valentina Shevchenko.
Shevchenko, yes. That's another one they need to look out for.
So
he's getting ready.
We have been talking.
I think Valentina. the women's division, I don't know, is different from the guys.
Yes, yeah.
So for me,
yes,
she can train, but if you look at her last fight with
I remember her last fight.
She basically killed her. That's what I'm saying. She doesn't have, for me.
Do you really?
She doesn't have an opponent at this time. Yet.
Do you really think? This is for us now. Do you really think we're looking down at her? We're focusing more on
who?
Us. Like
we're looking down on.
We
who?
Look down on Valentina Shevchenko.
No.
Putting more credit on Amanda.
Well, she honestly, she's gonna have to put in a whole lot more.
You
can do anything. No, we just look at facts. Or
okay.
Just take your two phones, put them there, play
okay.
the
nah, get
best
you.
Of Valentina Shevchenko and
play
Amanda
best
Nunes.
Of Amanda
just Nunes. Watch the fighting style. You'll see that, they all not on. That's why Amanda Nunes beat almost all of the...
All of the... But if they... I really think where I'm putting... Me specifically, I'm putting Valentina Shevchenko down too much. Instead, she has so much potential, but we focus on Amanda Nunes.
But yeah, she is the GOAT.
Yes,
you know,
she is the GOAT.
No
yes.
one's taken her off. It's not like your Jones stories.
Yes.
You still want to be called the GOAT, but you don't want to accept fight.
I'll
she doesn't
get to
work
Jones
like
now.
That.
I'll definitely get to Jones now.
Yeah,
So with Amanda Nunes, I understand that she's the coach and she has a baby and all that stuff, but I don't see training as much as she used to, but I understand she has responsibility. I'm just saying that if she doesn't focus, if the new opponent comes, because I really think they're going to give her new opponents that are more hungrier now, because if they give her old opponents, obviously they're going to demolish them.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So, I really think, I wouldn't say she lost the focus, but...
No, for me, she's still fine. Because, guess
okay,
what?
Yeah.
Normally, how you see this thing is when someone has a fight upcoming or something,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Like your Joshua. Joshua, we knew for long that he's waiting for a fight.
Yeah.
While waiting, he chose another fight and he got beaten in that other fight.
Yeah.
But, if you look at her,
yeah.
she's... She had a lot of fights and she won all of them.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Not just anyone. Yeah, spectacular.
Yes.
I mean, her last fight, I forgot, sorry, it was a girl from Australia.
Yes, I remember that fight. Yes, I remember.
I mean, the way she was training, she was doing like freaking intense training.
Wow. Yeah.
Training with guys, you know, and jeez. I thought this is going to be hard. Guess what? Amanda took her out, I think it was the first round.
Are you serious?
The second round. Which was like, what?
So no. All of that training for nothing?
Yeah, I think it was a tap out, a choke or some but sort of, and she tapped out. So that's what I'm saying. With Amanda, they need to.
She's
Brazilian, man.
She is Brazilian. She is powerful. But back to Valentina Shevchenko, though. I have a lot of respect for Valentina Shevchenko. And with John Jones, he's been quiet about the Francis.
I think let's just drop Jones' story, bro. He's not.
What? Wait, what?
There's just too many stories about Jones. And
there's too many stories about Jones.
Yeah, let's just. No, you know, bro. Why are you acting? This is why I'm saying this. Jones had too many opponents wanting to fight him, and he's been saying, you're not on my league. You can't just tell people they're not on your league.
What are you saying about Jones? He's proven
that with his previous fights that he was supposed to fight, that he didn't fight.
Yeah.
And now the latest was,
Ngannou.
No, before Ngannou, wait, it was Usman. There was a little beef with Usman. By the way, Usman is a pound-to-pound champion. So the champion was Jones, so he basically took Jones off that log. So unfortunately, Jones is number two now. Sorry, Jones. But he was reacting to that, saying Usman is not a pound-to-pound champion.
Wow!
Now,
okay!
Honestly, my opinion is his opinion doesn't matter. Because he hasn't been fighting for a long time.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
You're saying you retired in vertical
yes,
commas.
Yes.
You don't know what's happening. So that's what I'm saying. Even Ngannou, he's been swaying Ngannou around.
We've been talking about this. I understand why you say we should drop it. Because we talked about it even last year. Says,
for
hey,
long.
Was it long? It's like, no, man. Jones wants Ngannou straight.
Yeah, Jones is just getting in a lot of trouble outside of UFC.
Yeah, I get
like
you. Yeah, 100%. So anyway, now that you mention it, Tyron Woodley finally got the tattoo on his finger. I love Jake. He finally.
I don't think Jake's still gonna fight him. I don't know how to put it, but I don't wanna say it bad, but. He doesn't mean he said it.
Yeah.
He might have said it knowing that this guy might not get it. But because he's desperate for the fight, maybe that's why he got the tattoo. What if the fights never happen? Then what?
Yeah, you're right.
So guys like Jake wouldn't just say, oh, you got my tattoo, let's fight. No, he might swim. He better hopes that Joshua...
But the thing is, look, with Jake, what he did, we spoke about this before, but... Retirement in the young age. What's that? Retirement in a very, very young age.
Nah, he's very smart.
How is he smart?
Remember I told you in the previous show, he called out Masvidal. Now he's relaxed. He's not doing anything. He's going to look for a week. I'm not saying Masvidal is weak. He probably thought so. That's why he chose him, which was a dumb idea. But maybe, I don't know. We never know. It might go through. It might not happen, this Masvidal. But... he will probably still look for someone, this one I can pick on.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to look for someone's fighting style and know maybe this one I'm going to beat. And
speaking about Masvidal, did you know that Masvidal is signed to All Elite Wrestling?
Yeah, I heard.
Yes, he's signed to All Elite Wrestling. So as to Santos. To Santos, he was in the heavyweight division. So he's also signed to AEW. So I really asked myself, but why are these guys moving to like the WWE, the AEW? Because we all know that this thing is just an act.
Yeah.
Period. You get what I'm saying?
But I think there's physical stunts involved.
Yes, there's
you
physical stunts involved.
Too.
Yes. Yeah. But Ronda Rousey, I'm not sure if you know.
Yeah,
even
no.
Amanda Nunes beat her for the title. In fact. Ronda Rousey, Google was asking her, is WWE scripted? And she said, yes, it is scripted. Everything is scripted. Everything is planned. They practice it. It's like an act. And that's why these superstars, they go to acting. Example, The Rock, John Cena.
Yeah.
They're going to acting. So anyway, Masvidal is signed to AEW. And Dos Santos is signed to AEW. So that's just a side thing there. But anyway, back to Jones. I'm sorry to mention Jones, but look, he's been messing Gunnar around. I'm going to just say that.
I think I have a plan, right? Let's just stop speaking about Jones. Because he's just trying to get, I don't know, my opinion. He's
so let's give him less attention.
He's trying to get
now.
A profile doing, but there's no action. So I feel like we just Jones.
Yeah.
And nothing happens.
I think we're just giving Jones too much credit, man.
Yeah,
honestly speaking. So anyway, just before we close, man, I just want to say, looking, there's some UFC fighters that are still training, even Dustin Poirier, he's still training. I follow him on social media. He is still training like heavy. And Conor McGregor, he's recovering and he's still training, even though he has a broken leg. He's still training. There's a lot of people that I see that is still training. So, and also with Anthony Joshua, he's a bit humble now. So we're not going to give him less attention, but he said he has learned his lesson. That's what he said on his Twitter.
I don't think he has.
What?
This is what.
Okay, what do you
Anthony
think
Joshua needs to do first of all?
Okay.
What get your it? Head straight, bro. I'm joking.
Do you really? So you said last week that he should be he should go lower.
Yeah, he should freaking go to a lower division because.
Because a welterweight beat him. That's your issue right now.
So I think let's take him a step down and he needs to dominate that division and then come up back to heavyweight. For me, Usyk should stay. But here's one thing for sure. Usyk would never fight Tyson Fury. That's a fact.
Why? Wait, what?
He won't. I'm just saying because...
Yeah.
It was supposed to be Joshua. Now Joshua doesn't have a say anymore because he doesn't have the money.
He doesn't have the money
the
or
belt,
the title, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But 100%. Usyk does. Usyk can make any call because he has the belt.
Yeah, he can. But why would you... But
I
what if that
personally,
happens?
I'm saying Usyk...
Wouldn't choose Tyson Fury.
You know, he did say he chose Joshua because he's been watching Joshua's fights and he saw leaks. That's what he said. Which is true. He did see leaks. I think one of the fights that he definitely watched was the Andy Ruiz one where he first lost.
Okay, yeah.
So he did see leaks and he used them. And
so I'm just letting you know that Andy Ruiz is looking. He might look at fighting Usyk not very soon, but next year we can see that happening.
This is why I'm saying you won't beat Usyk. Usyk dominated him, right? There was 12 rounds.
Yes.
And he almost knocked him out before they even ended the bell. Early.
Yeah, 100%.
So,
yeah.
That fight already, Joshua did land quite hard punches there. He was able to split him.
Yeah.
But it was too late. It wasn't enough to take Usyk down at that time.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, Joshua, nah.
You need to go dominate him, welterweight.
Yeah. If you remember, he fought Ruiz the second fight, right? He was prepared. It was in his right state.
Yeah.
Guess what? He failed to knock out Ruiz. Ruiz was also...
Yeah, you got a point there.
I mean, he kept moving. Yes, he won by...
Division.
The amount of landing, how
yes,
many
yeah,
first
division.
He landed,
yeah,
but
decision, yeah.
Other than that, he didn't drop Ruiz. He didn't do anything special.
Yeah.
He just fought to get the belts back. He was. But now, Usyk is different, bro. He's a bit thinner than him. He moves. He's heavier, bigger.
Yeah.
And he's not using his.
Yeah, head. So yeah. Like I said, we said last week that Joshua had an advantage there. With the body wise, he had an advantage. But Usyk, we need to leave him to celebrate right now. You got to
I
say.
Just pray he doesn't choose Tyson Fury.
Wait.
Or Deontay Wilder, because, bro.
They're going to take those
if
sides.
If one of those guys, I don't know, Anthony Joshua, he was able to duck most of the times. Mm-hmm. You know, there was times where Joshua, if he caught him, I thought that guy would have been knocked out. But then he kept missing. Because Usyk was. He kept Joshua busy, man. 12 rounds. Who moved? Stamina for 12 rounds, guys. You just jumping around, moving your head.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. How much training does it take to be able to be moving each round?
Yeah.
12. How many minutes are in one round?
I think it's 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Yes.
So, three times 12.
Jeez.
You know, that's crazy. That's a lot. And he kept... I mean, I'm looking at this guy the 10th round. I'm like, no way. But he's still moving. That's why the way he moved just reminded me of Tyson Fury. Second fight with Deontay Wilder.
Yes.
Like, he's big. He has a big belly. But He keeps doing funny stuff. He moves around. So that's why I'm saying he'll not.
So before we close, do you think Usyk needs to do more in a heavyweight before he goes to Tyson?
I think before they give him those two, he needs to get tested with another best heavyweight fighter.
Oh, definitely.
Someone. Because currently in this heavyweight, the best outstanding champ is Tyson.
It's Tyson.
He's never been touched. He's never lost.
He hasn't not been knocked out.
You know, and he has more fights in his career. Never mind.
Yeah.
Outside professional, he had more than Israel Adesanya.
Amateur UFC as well, yes.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So he should dominate the heavyweight before he can. Then we can say, okay, he has dominated this division. Now we can have the confidence to say, okay, now you can give the Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. That's the conclusion. But anyway, that is it from us. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za or can catch us on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook on ActiveFM 777, which is Calvert.
The number of heaven.
Of course. Man, it's been good. It's been real. We're going to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.